Backstage with Banterra.
It's Grand Old Opry time.
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors.
More than a bank, Banterra, your partners for life. Where I get to talk with my friend Opry Dan there at the Grand Ole Opry. And I'm looking tonight, Chris Jansen on a special Wednesday night Opry. Opry Dan, good morning, brother.
Kent in the country. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm looking at something pretty cool here. And this guy is actually from our neck of the woods, believe it or not, just over the river in Perryville, Missouri. Chris Jansen is on your stage tonight.
We love some Chris Jansen. He was inducted into the Opry in March and has been just a heck of a great opera member to us since then. Always lights up the Opry stage. It's been fun to watch him from my perspective, to watch him go from somebody that people kind of looked at each other like, you know, who's this guy when he runs out on stage, you know, four years ago, to becoming somebody that people actually come to the Opry just to see him and are familiar with his music and know what an incredible performer he is. I will tell you, do you want my Chris Jansen, my current Chris Jansen connection?
Yes, I do.
In his induction night, he left his harmonica on the piano, and I thought, well, he needs his harmonica. Put it in my suit pocket to take back to him at his reception, and got home and was taking my jacket off. I was like, oh, I have that harmonica. So I emailed him and said, hey, I have your harmonica, thinking that, you know, maybe that was his one harmonica he's had since he was like 10 years old, and he sent an email back and said, I have several hundred of those.
That's crazy. And you know, bringing up the harmonica, that's what I asked him when I first interviewed him before he came to one of our local festivals up here in Southern Illinois. I said, you know, how did you get started on the harmonica? And he told me that when he was playing downtown in Nashville, that a lot of times they would pay more, or bands would play more for harmonica players, and he picked one up at a Cracker Barrel old country store and taught himself.
I love it. So he got his at a Cracker Barrel old country store, and I got mine from stealing it from him.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, I don't know. He probably uses a different brand now, but, I mean, you're right. It's crazy to see, and Chris is such a high-energy performer and brilliant musician, really, when you look at it right there. But I just wanted to let folks know that, you know, the Wednesday night Opry is up and running. Is that going to go for a while?
So we have three of those coming up. We have tonight and then the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then also tomorrow night launches our Opry Country Classic Show, which is just a tremendous show if you love classic country music. It's just great stuff at the Ryman Auditorium. So
yeah, and hey, the Ryman Auditorium, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, we have people from across the country and really around the world now that come and visit us on a Thursday and then stick around for Friday and Saturday as well. But for our Southern Illinois friends, we'll take you whenever you decide to come visit.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
That's about all for now, but we'll be back again next week with another Grand Old Opry.
It's Backstage with Banterra. More than a bank, Banterra, your partners for life. They're at the Grand Ole Opry talking about Chris Jansen, who is on the stage tonight on a Wednesday night Opry. This is one performance from Chris Jansen that I saved. It was performed live from the Grand Ole Opry stage. I think sometimes, don't we just need a song like this with a reminder, no matter what is going on in your life, sometimes you just gotta hang on. And he does it here live, and it's one of my favorites from Chris Jansen from the Opry. Yeah.